question was asked, when Moshe received the Torah at Sinai, did it include the works of the prophets? When were all the works of the other prophets, the rest of the Bible, written? So, Moshe received the Torah at Sinai. Our tradition is that he received the written Torah together with the oral Torah and the laws of derivation to use to derive things from the Torah. Now, within the Torah that he received, we have Machlokas. The Talmud brings an argument whether he was given the Torah parsha by parsha, meaning he received the Torah from Bereishis till the receipt of the Torah, and the rest of the Torah he was given piecemeal, as the time we were in the desert, until at the end of his life he had the full thing, or he received really all of it, and parts of it were written at different eras, right? But he really received the full thing at Sinai. So we say he received all the laws at Sinai. Okay? He received all the mitzvos at Sinai. Now, what about the rest of prophets? So we have a rule that the prophets added almost nothing to the Torah. Every concept the prophets expand on is a concept which we had on tradition from Moshe. Even though you'll open up the prophets and you'll see concepts that you don't know where they exist in Torah, that's true. They were on tradition. But as the Talmud says in numerous places, Ata Yechezkel, Ata in Aramaic means came, the prophet Ezekiel came, the Asmeche Akra, and he gave a verse to support the concept which we had on tradition from Moshe already. So if the prophet Isaiah speaks about clothing the naked, so then Moshe Rabbeinu already told us, V'alachta b'drachav, go in God's ways, which encompasses all of kindness. But he didn't spell out, give people clothing, etc. So our assumption is that the prophets spoke their prophecy, gave a message that's an eternal message, meaning whenever I learn prophets, I'm really getting the words of the prophet. It's as though a prophet is speaking to me. And I have a mitzvah, part of learning Torah is also learning all of Tanakh. But every concept that's in the prophets was really given to Moshe at Sinai. And that's why the works of the prophets are referred to in the Talmud as Divrei Kabbalah, words of tradition. But it's the written Torah, it's prophets, it's part of the Bible, right? But the Torah is the written Torah, that's the Bible, that's the Torah. And every other concept after Torah, and prophets, and Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and writings, all those concepts were given already at Sinai. They did not teach us any new concept. They might have given a verse to something that was originally in the oral tradition, but the concepts were all there from Moshe. So that's number one. Now, when were the books of Tanakh actually written? So that we'll get to. Let's just divide it into two.